Co to za patyczki są, że takie smakują mojemu?
Smakują.
O, jak widzę, że mnie obierasz z bibułek.
Mówię ci z czego innego obrać.
Co?
Mówię ci z czego innego obrać. Tej cebulastej niebieskiej cebuli. To masz na sobie.
I know, so bunny?
No bunny.
So bunny?
Bunny. Okay. Widzisz, że wziąłeś kurtkę, czy po prostu
sartrzela?
Co to jest sartrzela? No to takie, nie wieje dzisiaj, no takie, takie zielone, takie...
Ta zielona bluza moja.
Coś mi wysłałeś właśnie.
Nie. No muszę wracać. 5 minut wychodzę. Trzymamy go dużo. Trzeba przeinstalować system. To jest jeszcze XP, ale tam do oglądania filmów się nadaje, ale do niczego innego.
Praktycznie. Myślisz, że pójdę na nim filmy w ogóle?
Ja oglądałem filmy, kurde, na Pentium z ileś tam, z 512 RAM. Oglądałem filmy tutaj. Lata temu.
To jest, żeby to odbacić.
Widzisz, te nowe Windowsy są, mają strasznie dużo jakichś połączonych procesów. Srutu tutu i to za... A w tamtych starych, starym oprogramowaniu systemowym, tam miałeś tylko parę wtyczek, system i nic, nic nie zajmowało procesora. A tutaj leżą setki aplikacji jakichś dziwnych włączonych. I ty, znaczy, teoretycznie wszystko jest okej, ale... Muszę być, wiem już, że ten procesor mi się dławi, jak próbuję grać w czymś, ale nie wiem, w czym jest problem jeszcze. Spróbuję to jakoś rozwikłać. Dobra, lecę.
Śmieci trzeba wyrzucić.
Dobrze, no problem.
Dobra.
No. Próbuję jak najwięcej nagrać, tylko nie wiem gdzie go nie, w czym go nieść, żeby nie było trzasków i szumów, wiesz, bo to bardzo delikatne.
Ładne ćwiczniki wysłałam z ptaszkami, co?
Jeszcze wszystkich nie obejrzałem, ale nie kasuję,
masz inne rzeczy,
nie kasuję wiadomości od ciebie.
No.
Trzecia D. Nie macie zajęcia. Jedzenie szamponów to musiało ci...
Robimy szampony w
trzecia D.
W zajęciach techniki. Na ZPT. ZPT, zajęcia techniczno-praktyczne, tak? To było. No, robiliśmy sałatki, a chłopaki byli w
stoladni.
Z stoladni? Na dole mieliśmy takie fajne stanowiska z tym, takie jak się nazywa, i madło, tak? To, co się wkręca w rzeczy.
I piaskowaliście solą?
No i chłopaki
takie rzeczy robili. Czy soliliście piaskiem?
A my robiliśmy sałatki.
Nic już tu nie ma.
Nic tu nie ma? Czyli coś jest.
No jest, no. Fusy. Fuzzy! Okej, okay, off we go. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Dałeś jedzenie?
Tak.
Paskudzie?
Dawaj.
Zuzia powiedziała, że ona chce wrócić w piątek.
Wiem.
To nie musimy zabierać królika.
Wiem, no przecież powiedziała, że będzie się nim opiekować, to jej dałem krótką instrukcję.
Pewnie słuchała.
Ale kiedy chciałem dać buziaka w policzek, to tak się zdziwiło. Powiedz jej, że to tylko było tak na przywitanie. Okej, okay? Bo się ucieszyłem, że wróciła, a to chodzi, nie?
Się ucieszyłeś.
No tak. A jajku, jajku.
Wczoraj się cieszyłem, że jej nie ma.
Ale jak wróciła, to się ucieszyłem. Że wróciła, wiesz. Bezpieczna, nie? Dobra. Słyszał, co się na dworze dzieje. Kiedzie Maćku? Trzymaj się. Bądź grzeczny.
Też mam grzeczny.
Będę.
Już to widzę.
O jaku, taki kawał mnie teraz czeka. Dziś lecimy na wspin! No my. Lecę tam. Słońce! Pa! Pa słońce!
Thank you. Thank you. a w poniedziałek nie korzystam. Nie, no już wiedział, że będzie lecą z nami.
Zgadza się.
You said the weather's gonna be fine though.
I hope so.
Bye. We'll leave Poland and then it's gonna be sunny now. So where are the raptors?
At a yard from a special guy.
Everyone's special. A president can fix the person, right? He won't look that good, but in the end he might be the special one. He's always inside, right? It is. I mean, maybe that's a better example, but you know what I mean? All mental issues can be fixed because just like imaginative stuff, right? Most of it is because you got your feelings hurt or something bad happened to it, and because of just this one fuck up, people tend to like cut all their life out.
All in your head.
That's what I'm saying to everyone. All in your head. Oh, it's sunny! See?
I looked on the rain radar and it says in half an hour there is no rain, and then maybe on the afternoon.
It doesn't look like it's gonna clear up in half an hour. See, it's all covered all the way.
It will be gray today, but...
What's in German the mold? The little guy that big with the snow?
Maulwurf.
What?
Maulwurf.
Maulwurf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Maul is mouth, and Wurf is throwing. Because
throwing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maulwurf.
Maulwurf. Right. Polish is Krek.
It's even
in Czech
the same, nearly
the same. Krek. Because of the cartoon, you know.
Yeah.
The cartoon is amazing, one of the most positive
only
cartoons ever. But the other Czech cartoon, the neighbors, the two guys that were fixing stuff, you seen this one? There's this funny cartoon made of clay about two guys with big noses, right? Made of clay that are fixing stuff around, right? And anytime they do stuff, it doesn't work out. And the music is funny, but in the end, they fuck up a lot.
Mm.
This is properly fixed now.
Ah! Okay, wait. I get the car there. You can go in the car, fine, then you will not drive.
Okay. Oh, you got an accident! Oh! Oh, shitty! What, you should put it in the trailer?
I don't know.
So how are you feeling? I got a lot of food yesterday and my stomach hurts. But I'm fine. How about you?
Yeah, I don't want to eat today, so I ate yesterday a lot. I had 5 eggs yesterday, and you know, normally I don't eat eggs.
Eggs like the cow?
From the chicken, the eggs.
Oh, eggs. Okay, eggs. Okay, I had 3 eggs yesterday.
But a customer got 12 eggs to me and said, here, it's from my special chicken.
Oh, not the farming chicken, personal chicken.
Chicken.
We get also the personal chicken eggs.
And the special races, he sells it all over the world. So we say, here, come have a try. And I tried them and they were very tasty.
And we also get from Dagi's mother, aunt.
Yeah.
She has chickens and we're getting like the pellet. Dagi calls her mother and says, okay, we need eggs, can you send us a pallet? And they put it on the food bread delivery truck from the seaside where the bakery is. It comes up to Szczecin and we just pick it up at the market. So, but recently there are some issues with the chickens and they're not giving too much eggs, so we just got 10 eggs recently. But they were tasty. Like one of my favorite meals is eggs, scrambled eggs on butter with a little bit of the onion tops. But must be butter, a little bit of salt, scrambled eggs. No milk. They cannot be too dry. They cannot be too wet. You know what I mean? Yeah. They must be. And they taste perfect for me. And besides that, egg is a wholesome meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A wholesome meal is like you
got everything.
You got everything you need. Minerals. Proteins, everything, right? Because if you eat something that is not wholesome, not all the processes work properly, right? Because anytime you eat, you start like this digestive process, and the organism switches a little bit. So when it's not wholesome, fuck ups can be made in your body. So every meal should be wholesome, right? That's that's why I've eaten eggs. And they're good for potency too. Tree already, but the tree. Oh, the shroomies were awesome.
I hope so. I know.
Yeah, they were like a couple of times, not once, like four or five times. I had this funny. The last time, like 2 days ago, the last portion.
Cool.
So I was. Very good. Max is moving, Dagi's brother is moving to Cambodia, you know?
Yeah, you told me.
We've packed his marbles from the house. He's selling the car and going away.
Cambodia.
Yeah. We've played soccer yesterday, football.
Mm-hmm.
Man, on the big field.
Exhausting.
Oh man. So exhausting.
But not with 11 against 11, like a real game. How many people?
Me and him only, and we were shooting like the penalties and the I was scoring goals with my back, you know, when he threw the ball in near the goal. Yeah. I didn't, you know, head it. I used my back, and it's easier to score because head is smaller.
Yeah, sure.
And it's more potential that it goes wrong. The back is more bigger and less rounded, so it's easier to score with your back in the end, right?
Yeah.
That was very funny. And the head hurts if you go. My grandfather played soccer a lot, but he said he never used his head to because he was scared of the brain structure, you know. Because in the end, it's
big energy.
Yes, it's like a shock to the head.
Yeah,
right. You get punched. You can destroy like the little structures in your brain, which is yeah. That's why the boxers and all the extreme sports, and they tend to seem like more or less intelligent, not being too rude, but they seem like something is destroyed because of this of the damage, right? I remember here being here. No, not here. No, it was not free. Oh, it's green already. See, spring is here. On the northern hemisphere.
Hope the rain gets lower. Gets away. But it should. It will be a great day, but I think over there it's lighting up.
There are some white
stripes,
accents coming up. the bar. Oh man.
The bar.
That's what I was trying to say. I remember this place because of the dog. Like a wall or another car?
The iron things which are on the side of the street often.
Oh, the metal fence. Yeah, okay. The aluminium.
Yeah, that was my luck.
Oh, but good that you didn't.
Yes. It does.
Just your damage to your car, that's very good, because you could have hit it something else.
Yeah,
that
was my idea too.
Yeah, but the damage it will cost because it's
I have
here all the parts.
I mean, I will only close the little things who are wrapped up. You see, at the front, the rest is okay. I put paint over it on my own, but for the other things,
you can take it down and just
I don't know how is the word.
Spachtel.
Spachtel.
Yeah.
You have to spachtel it.
Spachtel, then ground it and lacquer it properly. Most of lacquering people, when they have a little chip on the, like for example on the mask, right?
Yeah.
They tend to rip all the paint apart and paint it again all over, because you will see the differences. But in the end, it's, you know, it's to make more money of the client, that's one thing,
sure.
And the other thing is it won't change the safety of the car if it's nice.
That's my speech.
It must drive and be safe, right? All the rest cosmetics, right? That's the most important thing. Like a chimney that could be a little factory or something. But
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney.
And he's smoking weed again.
So you see? Maybe the rain is away, nearly away.
The white cloud there, very good. That's a good sign. This one? That's a very good. That's a very good sign.
Yeah, in the morning today, I was looking outside and was thinking, shit, man.
You promised the weather yesterday, Ali.
And then I looked on the radar and see, okay, it's stopped.
But that's what I'm saying to everyone. Don't trust the weather forecast, because you have to trust me, but most of it depends on the people. If people act nicely, the weather is nice, right? But besides that, it's yes, the the clouds are forming, like etc. etc. Right, mm-hmm. But the water must be poured for the plants. But the shape and the coverage of the clouds mm-hmm. and the precipitation, the rain,
yeah.
depends on the sky, the himmel itself, right? So if people tend to fuck up a day for a place, right? Like they tend to be zombies, blah blah blah. The himmel shows you that with the gray skies, like you know what I mean. So I'm always saying it depends mostly on the people. If you are nice and everything's fine, the himmel will be nice for you. And fuck the forecast, right? That's what I got from sitting in Szczecin alone in my room from, you know, discovering how it
works.
Yeah.
Shitty Wesley.
Yeah.
Here's a fish spa.
What, they put fish in for spa? Like if you have a goldfish, you
put your feet inside the water.
The cleaning thing. I thought you get your golden fish to a spa, and she gets a spa thing. Okay. Yeah, I heard about that. The little fish is like this, and they just bite off the skin.
Yeah. Should be good.
Huh?
I got it.
Interesting.
Coupon for it. I will test it.
Okay.
By time.
I'm wondering if it hurts because the toe skins are very.
It should tickle. A lot of people tickle. Say.
Yeah, it tickles. Not hurt, but tickles. Interesting. But as for me, it's just like exotic. You know what I mean? Exotic experience. Get eaten by a fish, right? It's not normal in the world, but if the fish like it, you'll like it. I also tend to think of the word exotic as being racist a little bit. You know what I mean? You say something is exotic, something from the outside, something different, meaning could be better than yours, could be worse than yours, but in the end you tend to compare it to yourself, right? The experience or stuff like that.
Normal.
Yeah. It's normal, but most of people overuse this exotics. You know what I mean? They go to like China for traveling, they got money, they feel like kings and stuff like that. That's overusing it.
Yeah, yeah,
sure. You know what I mean? You should not make other people feel smaller than you.
It's not easy.
It is.
A lot of money. even if you're traveling from Europe to other countries in Europe, we have a lot of money. If you see Africa's countries or some of Middle America, South America. Yeah.
Yes, but buying merchandise locally helps the market.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not much. Like it's like a couple of dollars for a gift or something. But it's always something, right?
Yeah.
Always something. Whoa, Dagi started working for UNICEF.
Okay.
And she's fundraising on the street. And I've told her, Dagi, it should not be like that. And worldwide organizations such as UNICEF should be self-funded. It's a national trust organization, World Security and Health Organization. So they should not gather money for their expenses, but they should be like generated or given just like that. You should not
from
run around
from the government
from the government for free, not for, because it's World Health Organization, right? You should not go out
asking people for money for that. You should get a white helmet, white gloves, fucking torchlight, and pick up the trash for other people, and not get gather money for, yeah, for that. That's fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean?
So she got a real contract.
Yeah, she. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she does.
Interesting.
They had it. They have a Discord, and I entered the Szczecin UNICEF Discord, and it's you know, like kids having fun fundraising, you know, like little kiddies, acting like kids, you know. But they threw me out of the channel, you know. But I've seen.
So has she a goal per day? Or
yeah, she has to have one person per 2 days, but. The thing is, if a person decides to spend, let's say for you it's 10 euros, for us it's 50 euros in Polish money, 50 euros a month. So if someone spends that 50 months, 50 euros, you know, for a month, that means he values the job and the money, because, you know what I mean, if someone can spend that, and he earned it the hard way, he knows the value of it, you know? You know what I mean? A lot of people are rich and they are spendable. They spend it like, just like that. When someone makes small amount of money, knows the value, and still can give an extra 50, that means like, oh man, respect, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of it. Yes, it should be self-funded, but on the other side of the table or the coin, you know, it is something a little more important that, and in the end, if you pay once to UNICEF, if you pay it monthly and you lose your job, UNICEF can get you a job for free, just like that. You don't have to search. You lost your job, you go to UNICEF and they find you a job. That's another thing that is nice about that.
Okay. So she is walking through Stettin and searching people.
In Paris. They get a.
Okay.
Yes, but it's kiddie stuff. You know what I mean?
It's
hyped about this. Yeah, let's fundraise for kids. But in the end, they say it's not only about African kids. It's about Polish kids, European kids. It's not only fundraising. This is just like a little grain in the field of all this. You know what I mean? It's schools, it's food, and etc. etc. Pathological families.
They throw you out of the chair. They banned you.
Oh man, it was funny. Nice. So I told her that she should have blue uniform, white, like the Japanese style, you know, white big gumis, white torchlight, white helmet, and fucking pick up the smoky trash.
And they were not fine with this idea?
I don't know, I didn't write that to them. But in the end, I finally will write that somewhere. I had so much love yesterday, because one of the girls from her new job said she's gathering money for Liquid. You know what I mean? And I said, oh, is she playing Liquid Jungle and she's buying records? And she said, no, for the cigarettes. Oh, and everyone in the team is smoking cigarettes for UNICEF in Szczecin. And in the end, like yesterday, said, oh, we're having a beer party on some day next week. And I said, oh, so UNICEF Szczecin is smoking and drinking, right? And because of this funny meme, the liquid, you know, the liquid jungle is like one of the, Liquid Jungle is one of the genres of drum and bass.
Yeah, I know.
And I had this funny meme, like at the airport with the customs. the custom people are asking, you have any liquids? You know, you cannot. And he said, and the guy said, no, just jungle. Oh, I was having so much love yesterday. I was like, so tired of laughing from this, from all the situations. I could not stop myself stop laughing. Yeah, but I woke up, kissed Agi, hugged her, and everything's fine. Zuza went to the grandmother. Oh, and yesterday, when she got, Zuza got home, I was so happy that she got home. I wanted to give her a cheek kiss, you know, hi Zuza, you know, and she was like, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Maybe she thought I was hitting on her or her or something, you know. And I said to Doug, no, that was a friendly hug, you know. And then, and she said, nah, she doesn't like hugs. And I said, okay. No hugs, no kisses, you know. I said, okay, that's fine.
Everyone likes hugs.
Yeah, in the end, everyone does. It was a funny situation because her friend was so dead. She could have been shocked. Yeah. Oh, what is this? Oh, that's Stettiner flag.
Pomorskie.
Griff. That's a griff.
Griff.
That's like Greifswald. Greifland is a city.
We have a lot of Greif cities here around.
Yeah, the Greif is ruling here. This place is the Greif. Stettiner is the Greif place.
Hier los.
Nice place. Oh, it's a nice place. Very nice. Look with the barns.
We have to look where we have to drive. Ah, okay.
Wow, that's a nice palace. Looks nice.
Estonia. Now we are right.
Okay.
Can I scrub, scrub, scrub?
Yeah. Oh, there's this funny joke about yachting. I can tell you. When you have a newbie, the green man, they call the green man the newbie. A lot of the new seaman, right? And you're on a big on a yacht, and you have the keel, the fin of the yacht. You know what I mean?
This
part that goes down below, so it's steady. The yacht is steady, right? It's not the current does not move him too much. You go to the and the fin is taken, could be taken out, so there's a place so it touches the water, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So they used to make fun of newbies. Oh, pick up the water from the keel, from the fin thing, you know. And they pick up water because, and in the end it goes in all the time, right? That's not a funny joke. Pick up the water from the fin box.
Special street.
Could be done like a little racing, so you cannot fall off the.
Yeah.
What's your best time without falling off the of those two tracks, right? Racing is a little too extreme for me, you know, too dangerous. I mean, in cars, when you run, it's okay, but it's a little, you know what I mean?
Damage risk.
Yeah, too much damage risk.
So.
Usual one, because and
church, main street, and the street around the church, right? And everything was based around that, right?
Yeah, it's a nice thing. Hecken.
Hackenhaus. Hexenhaus. Oh, an orange fell out.
Rabbit.
See, or Oli.
You can eat it.
Okay, I can take it. Oh!
Thank you. Jerry.
Yeah.
From the project in, I don't remember the name of it. We're gonna clean up here. Okay. With my friend. Have a good day.
Thank you. I'm not very strong in it, but I like it.
Very fine, fine work. Let's cut it too. Yeah, it's a better guy, like I told you.
He seems nice. Yeah.
Have you tried?